The UK Report, thanks to petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else?
Adam Gilchrist joins us from the UK, and Adam, Boris Johnson is committed to reopening schools, but says we may have to close the pubs and the restaurants.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of trade-off idea, isn't it? And probably not a popular one, but actually the opening of schools is also contentious. Two-thirds of parents have expressed angst and possibly great concern about the idea that most of Scotland's schools open tomorrow, the rest of the UK in about 3 weeks. And Scotland's schools opening tomorrow is weird. It's the middle of the summer holidays, but yeah, given lockdown, et cetera, et cetera. But also lots of angst about the exams that did not take place. So grades are being upgraded in Scotland, all based on guesstimates from teachers. But do you remember the old days when you sat an exam and got a result and that was that? And these days it's all open to bargaining, it seems. And then you complain and up it goes a little bit more. I guess students have had a hard time, but I'm not sure giving everyone an A is quite the answer. But ultimately,
no.
6 months off for our schools, it's going to be weird when they return. And how do they return? What if one kid gets it and the class has to isolate? Or is it the whole school? Or how does that work? We have no idea.
That's exactly what's happening here at the moment. Why is everyone in Cambridge arguing about a roundabout?
A £2.5 million roundabout. I don't think it's officially our most expensive one, but it's a bit newfangled. It's a Dutch-style roundabout whereby cyclists get priority over everything else. And if you look at it from above, it's a sort of kaleidoscope of concentric circles and lines and lanes and some squiggly bits thrown in. Well, this thing had a grand opening. I mean, £2.5 million, it needed a grand opening. 10 days later, it's out of commission because a car swerved round a cyclist and demolished a beacon. In essence, we're not Dutch, we're confused. Throw in a couple of trams and a rickshaw and we'd really have it.
Now, how many people do you reckon are going to buy the book that's out today that's looking behind the life of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle?
Well, we've had some of the stuff already, haven't we? We've sort of learned some of the revelations, in inverted commas. But I guess there is a never-ending fascination with not just the royal family, but with Meghan Markle's impact on it. So the stuff that, for instance, Prince Harry thought palace staff threw him under a bus, the rift between Harry and William, which Prince Charles said overshadowed his birthday photos, Princess Eugenie upset that news of Meghan's pregnancy was released on her wedding day, all that sort of stuff is in there. This is a couple of American royal reporters who've been in London for some time who produced the book, Finding Freedom. But I reckon it'll probably go bigger in America than it will here. There's an element of Meghan about it rather than Harry, if you know what I'm saying. And you just wonder if maybe there are a couple of interviews on the sly that may have given them some extra information.
There's a big appetite in Australia for anything that's got Meghan Markle and Harry in the title, I can tell you. Adam, we'll catch up tomorrow.
Thank you.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.